I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. 20 years ago this week, Guatemala's long civil war finally ended with a historic peace accord. During the war itself, up to 200,000 people were killed or disappeared, most of them indigenous Mayans. The conflict was especially hard on Mayan women. Maria Martin introduces us to one community where the healing is still a work in progress.
Doña Margarita Ajubarreno sets up a stand in a market in Santa Lucia, Utatlan, as she does every Sunday. This is a mostly Maya Quiche community in the Western Highlands. Doña Margarita is 58 now. She sells pots and pans and traditional Guatemalan cloth here. She's had to work several jobs to raise her 4 children on her own. Her marriage fell apart after her brother was disappeared. When she went to ask the soldiers what happened to him, her abusive husband accused her of sleeping with them. In reality, the soldiers threatened to kill her. That was 34 years ago. Today, it's peaceful in Santa Lucia, but back then, Margarita says this place was occupied by the Guatemalan army, and it was a terrifying time.
He suffered a lot.
We suffered very much, all the more because we had no liberty. The army was here to kill us, to do us harm. My mother got sick and died because of this.
She says after her brother disappeared, her mother stopped eating and eventually suffered a stroke. Margarita herself was sick with tension and fear. For years, women in rural Guatemala, like Doña Margarita, were terrified to speak out. But after the signing of the peace accords in the 90s, the survivors in her community began to come together for support. They formed the United Victims of Santa Lucia Utatlan and eventually began to talk publicly about what had happened to them and to their loved ones.
When you talk, you say, I'm not scared anymore. When you talk, you take back your freedom. Because if you don't talk about what's happened, you're allowing the perpetrators to keep you in silence.
Julio Cochoy was 14 when 5 members of his family were killed or disappeared. He hid in his house for a year, terrified he might be next. His father finally raised the money to send him to study outside of Santa Lucia. Cochoy returned to his community with a university education and a strong desire to tell the world what had happened in Santa Lucia. But when he began to work with the survivors, he says they were reluctant to document their personal tragedies. For one thing, they couldn't read or write.
But also they were so scared because when the perpetrators came to kill, to kidnap their husbands or family members, it was clear they say, don't talk because if you do, we will kill you, we will come back and kill you. So they were so scared to talk, right? And because they were scared, they were in silence.
But he convinced them by telling them the story of another war victim, Anne Frank.
I tell the story to them, and then I ask them, why I know Anna Frank's story? I don't know him, I didn't meet her. How I know about her? And then one of the ladies said, maybe you read it in a book. And this moment was the moment when I said, yes, I know about Anna Frank because there is a book about her. And then I told them, and we can do it. For your children, for your grandchildren. And that's why we started to share our stories, and now we have the book.
That book, Voices Breaking Through the Silence in Utatlan, was published by the UN Program for Development. And once timid and shy, Doña Margarita is no longer afraid to speak out. She says her faith gives her strength. Someday, she says, I still feel sad. But most times, I think of how Jesus forgave, I think of my children, and I sing a song to the Lord. For The World, Maria Martin, Santa Lucia, Utatlan, Guatemala.